Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give God all the praise, all the honor, and all of the glory. We exalt your name because you are God and God alone. And we just give out, God, all the praise, all the honor, and all of the glory because we serve an awesome God, a God that cannot fail, a God that knows the beginning and the end of all things. Praising you, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing in our lives. I'm thanking you because you are God and God alone. This is your host, Minister Anton Seals. We were trying to log in a little earlier at 7 o'clock, and I apologize for being a little late tonight to getting started. We've lost some minutes, but learning to get back into place and get back into giving prayers of thanksgiving for healing, for breakthroughs, and just say thank you to our Lord and our Savior. Participating in another group to be online with us tonight. And hopefully we'll come on.
You entered access code 747586.
Jesus Christ, because we love him and adore him, and we can't do without God. Hallelujah. And so, Pastor Yancey, if you're on the line, can you hear me? So I'm not hearing them, so I'm just going to go ahead and just give God the praise tonight. I have so much to thank God for this evening. I just want the listening audience, Father God, in the name of Jesus, before I begin speaking any further, I give you all the praise, all the honor, all of the glory. I worship and adore you, giving you all thanksgiving, because God, without you, where would we be? Give you praise of thanksgiving because you are such a wonderful, wonderful God, a God that hears and knows all things. And you know our very thought even before we open our mouths, God. We lift up the bloodstained banner and say, Lord, where would we be without you? How could we make it without your presence? And I thank you right now, God, for what you've done, even in the life of my children right now. I thank you, God, for healing and for deliverance and for what you have done, and even for my wife and I, and giving God praise this evening for how, as I think about the goodness of your mercy, God, and how my son, Shimon, was going through some challenges, and my son, Aaron, is going through some challenges. We have children that are going through different challenges, and their families that have lost loved ones, and we give them all the praise, honor, and the glory as we exalt their very name. God, we come. We're on Blog Talk Radio tonight. We're live right now. We had some problems getting on, but we just want to thank God for the miracles, for the wondrous things that he's doing in our lives as we recommit ourselves. This is Anton and Jennifer Seals, AJS Ministry, and we thank God for what he's doing in our lives. We exalt you because you are God and God alone, and we just wanted to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for how you have healed this body, my body, and brought me from a mighty long way. I've been off this broadcast for almost 3 years and suffering through some challenges, but I didn't come to complain. I didn't come to talk about it. I just came to praise God tonight, sweets. I just wanted the people of God to know, and those that may not know God, that he is a living God. He's a God that will work everything out for his glory. And then he works it out for the glory of God. I tell you, you can't miss, you can't lose, you can't do nothing but live for the glory of God and give him, hallelujah, all the praise. I've been suffering with sickness in my body and pain and having to be worn off of morphine and all the different opiates, not because I'm taking them for social matters, but because of the pain in my body. But God delivered me from that pain. And I tell you, I just want to give praise and honor and glory. I thank him for what he's doing in our children's lives right now, even as they move into their new homes, into their new apartments and new jobs. Father, we thank you for the answered prayers and how Jennifer is working and serving in her job and serving, hallelujah, to help those that are in need, and even in the church, helping and teaching and blessing and being a word of encouragement. So, God, we come tonight to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. I know we're scheduled to be on for a while, but we don't have to stay on as long as we've got it scheduled. We just wanted to say thank you to all of those that may be listening to let you know we're back on Blog Talk Radio, giving God all the praise, honor, and glory. We're going to learn how to lock this into Facebook so we can share it and share it on YouTube and just exalt the name of Jesus, lift up the name of Jesus, praising him for Jennifer, all that he's done, Sister Seals, Evangelist Seals, Minister Seals, all that God has done. I just want us to give him praise and thanksgiving. Hallelujah, Shahe, glory be to your name. God, where would we be without you? So, Sister Jennifer, Minister Jennifer Seals, did you want to share something real quick with someone out here just to give God a praise report or just say thank you or say what we want to ask God for? But tonight I'm just celebrating. And everything that have breath, praise ye the Lord. I don't have nothing else to say except thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You're worthy of all the praise, honor, and the glory.
Amen. I just thank him and I praise him for another day's journey, thanking him for what he's done and thanking him for turning things around when it looked like it was not going to happen, how God would turn it around. What the devil meant for evil, God has made it good. And I thank him and I praise him for raising us up, for bringing us, for carrying us, knowing that God is a good God. He's an awesome God. He's a protector. He's a deliverer. He's God all by himself. Hallelujah. And when we start declaring and decreeing that we're blessed and how God can move in our lives, life and death is in the power of the tongue. So declare that you bless. Declare your blessing. Declare your healing. Decree it in the name of Jesus and watch God begin to turn things around. Watch God begin to fix it. Watch God begin to, hallelujah, make it good. When we, hallelujah, can good talk, start talking positive thought, start talking about what God can do, not about what we can't do, not about what we don't have, but start declaring and decreeing what you have. Hallelujah. God said that we can do it. He said, hallelujah, speak it in his name. Hallelujah. Decree a thing. Declare a thing. Command a thing. He said, whatever we bind on earth, he'll bind it up in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth, he'll loose it in heaven. We have a tool. We have the power. God has given us ability to do that thing. So stop speaking it. Stop speaking what you want God to do. In the name of Jesus, start declaring it. We declared his healing. We declared it. We declared more than enough. And God has done just what he said he was going to do. So this day, declare, decree it in the name of Jesus. Even those things that's held up, I command and declare and decree that the money that's laid up for me will be released in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree in the mighty name of Jesus. Declare and decree your health. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because he was already wounded for our transgression, abuse, and iniquity, and the chastisement of his peace was upon us. With his stripes, we are healed. We're already healed because he went through the cross. We're already healed and delivered because of what he's done. And when we confess, hallelujah, with our mouth and believe the Lord Jesus in our heart, hallelujah, that he has been raised from the dead. He is not dead. He's alive and well. On this day, take the ability, take the authority in which God has given you and walk with the power of God. In, hallelujah, in the beauty of his holiness, he has given you power. He has declared it and decreed it, hallelujah, so you have the power in the mighty name of Jesus to call those things that be not as though they were, because that's what God has given to us, and we have to command our morning, command our day, command our evening in the name of Jesus. We have to speak it with the ability, knowing that God has already done it, that God has already worked it out, that he's already fix it. Hallelujah. He is our answer. He is our Lord. He's our everything. And I tell you, when we give it over to him, he will do it. Yeah. He is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, He will do it. He will bring it to pass. And so this day, we acknowledge, hallelujah, who God is. We acknowledge the healing of my husband. We acknowledge the deliverance that God came in to do. Hallelujah. How he just. Hallelujah, is no longer racked with the pain that it was in pain. And even how he just stopped taking that morphine, how God took the taste out of his body and everything and just stopped cold turkey. There is nobody but God. Nobody but God can do such a thing. And we thank God for doing that. We praise and worship him. And great and mighty things that he has for my husband to do. There's a work that he has to do. The devil tried to kill him. The devil tried to stop him. But God said, oh, no, you don't, devil. Hallelujah. I got to work for this vessel. And we thank him and we praise him. Even when things look dim and glim, God can still work in that situation. God can still heal in that situation. God can still turn it around. I tell you, believe it, receive it in the mighty name of Jesus and watch God do it. Hallelujah. Watch him do it. He will do just what he said he will do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank God for the healing and the miracle that he's given.
Yes, I give him all the praise, all the honor, all of the glory, because he is God. My wife just shared with you that how the enemy attacked my body for the last almost 8 years, sweets, and I'm so excited about even coming into the new year. I remember telling some of the brothers at church, I go to Victory Apostolic Church and here in Madison, and I was sharing with them how going through the challenges of life and just wanting to be well and wanting to be able to serve and just the excitement in my voice and the energy that the Holy Spirit has given to me. And I even want to thank the people that are working with me in the neighborhood of Matheson here in Illinois, Matheson, Illinois, in a group called CNOM, Concerned Neighbors of Matheson, how they have volunteered their time to be faithful to work with us to as a team to address the issues and the challenges that we're all facing. But God, I don't want to get into anything else right now but except worshiping and thanking God for what you have allowed me to experience that has brought me closer into a closer walk with Jesus. And that's all I want to do is just thank him tonight. And there's a scripture that I'm trying to get to so that I can share sweets tonight, Minister Jennifer. There's something about the word of God tonight that I need to share with the people of God tonight that are on, that are listening, that God says that we are the salt of the earth. And out of Luke 14, and for whatever reason, the computer won't open it, but it's a scripture that tells us in Luke 14, 25 to 23, That whatever we're doing, if we're not giving our hearts and our minds totally over to the Lord, if we're not serving a God that's willing to do all that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, hallelujah, and just know that if we trust God, he will work it out. And I come to tell the people of God tonight that when, can you hear me, Sister Seals?
Yes, I can. Yes.
When you trust God, there's nothing else that you need. When you begin to call on the name of Jesus and know and let him work everything out for his glory and exalt his name and trust him and believe and know that no matter what's going on in your life, if you trust him, if you call on his name, he'll answer. It may not come when you want him. But God, I tell you, brothers and sisters, God is a God that's always on time, and he'll never forsake you, never leave you. You may feel like you're all alone, but I come to tell you tonight, and there was a great multitude. I'm going to share something that someone sent me that reminded me of the journey and what we need to do to keep our minds stayed on Jesus. Luke 14:25, and I really wanted us to get into this just for a minute to just share with those that are listening in. If you can pick it up later and just listen to this, Luke 14:25-33. And there went great multitudes with him, and he turned and said to them, if any man come to me and hate not his father and his mother and his wife and his children and his brethren and his sisters, and yea, even his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. God is not talking about the word hate as if the word hate means to hate somebody, to hate your parents. What he's saying to us is teaching us as we share this lesson tonight that this word hate is not the word that we use in that means hate. What this word means is that God is sharing with us that he has called us to move beyond self-desires and to neglect ourselves and to move beyond hatred and to put God first and don't put anything else, but to pursue and to detest hatred, where we have sometimes we can have a perfect will to desire to serve God, but we'll put everybody and everything else before God, that we don't give him time to pray. We don't give him time to study. We don't give him time to worship him. We don't give him the time to think about the things that he's trying to show us in our lives. And so tonight I just want to share some of this lesson text with us so that we can get on the right path with our Lord and Savior, that he will show us exactly what he's trying to tell us in these marvelous lessons, because there's nothing but joy that God has to give to you. When you think of God and being a kingdom building and wanting to do all that you can to be pleasing in the sight of God, and let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord, that everything that you do, let God get the glory out of it, let everything that you do, you're coming to say, God, without you, I know that I couldn't do this, that I wouldn't be able to make it without your hands over my life. I wouldn't be able to overcome this sickness and the stress that it has put on not just me. I want to thank God for this woman of God that has kept her mind stayed on Jesus and continued to trust and to believe and knowing that God would work it all out for his glory. If you just hold on and trust him and believe in the power of his word, that he will do a mighty work. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, Sister Jennifer Sills and I have seen the hand of God time and time again. We can testify, Sister Sills, and you can say amen if you will. Because we're not in the same room. But I want people to know how much we love God. We have been through some battles. Being sick and having to take care of your husband or take care of your wife when they're sick is not an easy task. And if you're not careful, the enemy will come in and destroy everything that you have thought you built up, because the Lord don't want nothing else but your obedience. He wants you to call on him and to trust him and wait on the Lord and be of good courage, because no matter what the troubles you are going through, no matter the times that you're going through, God wants us to get to a place that we trust him no matter what's going on in our lives. And I want you to know tonight that we have found the Lord to be faithful to his word, even when we're not faithful to what we need to be faithful of, to be a sweet smell in his nostril, that he loves you and me so much. Glory be to God that he loves us so much that he overlooked our faults and saw our needs, and he's still working it out for his glory. He's still saying, just come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Trust me and obey my words and lean not to thine own understanding, and watch and see what God won't do for you, because he knows everything that you need. He knows every situation that you've gone through. He knows how much money you need. He knows what you have gone through and what your wife has suffered through and your family have suffered through. He knows all about it because he created you. So there's nothing too hard for God. And when we lean on him and not to our own understanding, when we call on his name according to the word that it says in Luke 14:24-25, and going on down a little bit more, he says to us in 24, for I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. And then he says, and where went the great multitudes? And he turned and said to them, if man will hate and to his and not hate his father and his mother, I shared that. And whosoever does not bear his cross, do you not know that the suffering that you go through requires that we bear up and carry our own crosses? I don't know our sister Sylvia, what everybody's cross is, and neither do you. But I can tell you from our marriage experience that we've had some crosses to bear, and we didn't feel we deserved to have to carry them. But through these 10 years that we have made it in this marriage, hallelujah, we can shout glory to God, because without him, we would be sitting in this same beautiful house that he gave us and brought us a mighty long way to just say glory to his name. So we come to say thank you, Jesus, for what you've done, what you're doing, and how you worked it all out for your glory. And Sister Seals, if you want to dial in, to those that are listening, the dial-in number is 619-924-9746. I'll repeat it again, that way I can hear you. 619-924-9746, and I'll click you in so you can hear the broadcast live on the radio that we're talking, Blog Talk Radio, or you can stay on the phone as you are. But I just wanted to acknowledge this evening my excitement that I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that I'm willing to carry this cross no matter what it is that I am going through, because I have found the Lord to be faithful to his word, and he has never forsaken us. And even in my loneliest moments, even in my darkest times when I couldn't understand that great multitude that he was talking about as Jesus was going to Jerusalem, as we're on the path going and on the journey to the highways of heaven, and we want to be disciples, be children of God, to be examples of the learners and the teachers of God's word, is one who studies and is a learner of God's word. And I want you to know that if you can't let go of your family and everything comes first, yes, I know that God wants us to take care of our family. There is no question in my mind that God wants us to take care of our families, but he's warning us not to put family so ahead of him that we can't hear his sweet voice and the leading of the Holy Spirit. And he says, now that great multitude, that great time that you following me, you cannot be a disciple unless you turn away and make him first. What he's telling us is to make him first in our lives. He cannot be disciple without the word of God. If you don't spend time with Christ Jesus, he's saying, you cannot hear the leading of the Holy Spirit, because when you can't enter into his presence, he knows all about us. He knows everything that we need. And all he asks, he's given us a will to make up our minds. But in making up our minds, the will is to have a will to learn from him, to hear his voice, to know the shepherd's voice, to know the leading of the Holy Spirit. And I come to tell you tonight, when you're angry and disappointed because things are not going your way, because the finances that this ain't enough to make it, I know all about it, and I say amen for my Jennifer right now, because we've been through some tough times, and I want to let you know that because we have been discipled, which means disciplined by and chastened by the word of God, that in that multitude of people who want to follow God, we believe that we are the called and the chosen. We are the ones. We believe not because we're better than anybody else, but I'm encouraging you as followers of Jesus, if you're trying to figure out how and when you're going to get to that next place, how you're going to work it all out, it's not going to be you that works it out. It's going to be Christ Jesus that works it out, because your sacrifice and your obedience is required, but obedience is better than your sacrifice. And in order to sacrifice something, you got to be willing to separate yourself from something else, that which requires that you surrender to God so that you can get to that quiet place, so that you can call on the name of Jesus. It reminds me of the tabernacle teaching. When we go back to the book of Exodus, in Exodus 25, he tells them to bring all their offerings to build the tabernacle, to build a tent. It was a meeting place. And through all that we've learned, know ye not that you are the temple, that you are the presence of God dwelling down on the inside of you, where the rivers of living waters are. It is the presence of the Holy Spirit, that the living God. There comes a time when you have to worship him in spirit and in truth. And we're in that place right now where we're worshiping him in spirit and in truth, just to say thank you, Jesus, for filling us up each and every day when we didn't know how we were going to make it, how you kept our mind stayed on Jesus. And repeatedly in the Bible, we see that Jesus was founded and he found a way of love. So he's saying Jesus used the word hate to show us how great the difference must be between our allegiance with him, Jesus, and our allegiance to everyone else and everything else. It is only a comparative sense that he's using that word hate. And so I'm coming this evening to share with you that as we pick up our cross, he's saying that you got to pick it up, but you got to have a spirit of love in your heart. Hallelujah. It's the love of God. It's the light of God. It's being in his presence that gives you that agape love, that gives you a love that in spite of all the wrongs that seem to go wrong in your life, that there's still this comparison of hate and love going on. And sometimes in our natural mind, all the time in your natural mind, you'll never understand what God is trying to show you. But he's telling us this word hate, to hate your family. He's not telling you to hate your family. What Christ is doing is giving illustrations. He's giving us a chance to review and to think about the term and the possibilities to make it clear that what Christ is saying is to dislike your own life and not to put everything else before him. And you can't do that without a closer walk with Jesus. You can't have that experience of a love with God affair and you don't know who he is and you haven't wrapped yourself around that word and bow before him, say, Lord, here I am. I surrender. I leave it all on the tabernacle, on the altar of prayer in this place of worship. That God, even before I can come into your presence, I come surrendering with my hands up, saying, Lord, here I am. Have mercy. I come with a spirit of repentance that I'm heartily sorry for the things that I've done wrong. And I want you, Lord, to take over in my life the greatest danger of adultery, where we begin to worship the things of life that brings pleasure. We want that beautiful home. We want a beautiful car. We want the money. We want everything. But God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And when you take the time to spend with God, when you make yourself obedient to his word and obedient to a life of discipline, of time, where you spend time with God and give time to your family, when you spend time taking care of God's business, he'll show you even better how to take care of your family, because the family that we're talking about represents his church. The people of our lives, it represents the church, the body of Christ. He's trying to win souls and lead people to Christ. That's our job, is to come and to be a light unto them, to bring hope in the midst of all that you're going through, to say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So certainly you must become understanding that you're no longer a non-Christian, but you are a child of God. You confess his name, Jesus, that you believe in your heart that he's arose again from the dead. And because he arose, I arose up out of all of the miry clay that he brought me out of. Hallelujah. Out of the bed of despair and out of the bed of sickness and deceit and lying and backsliding. Lord, have mercy. Through the years at 68 years old, when I look back this October in this year, I'll be 68 and think how far you brought me out of adultery and idolatry, and how you brought me out of sickness and disease. Hallelujah. 35 years of being and not having lung disease and lung problems from sarcoidosis from 1981 to now. That's nothing but the presence of God. So, Lord, I bear this cross tonight. I bear it with thanksgiving unto you to say, Lord, no matter what it is, not my will, but your will be done. And just have mercy upon my soul and upon Jennifer. Thank you for bringing us together in spite of our inabilities to always work it out the way we should in the way that God has given us. But God, you've kept us together down through the miry clays and through the hard times and the difficulties that I've created because of my sickness. And the devil is a liar. God, you allowed me to go through this. And I want to tell you something I've learned, Jennifer. I've learned, Minister Seals, that even though the devil can knock you down, but if God says, I'm going to pick you right back up and make you stronger. So every time you fall down, get up. And every time you get knocked down again, call on my name. And I'm right there to lift your spirit up, your countenance up, your physical body up, and restore your mind to be able to think through and to hear the voice of God. Because when he died on the cross for all mankind, he carried that cross for me to that place of crucifixion. He died on the cross for an old wretch like me to call on his name and say, Lord, I'm not faithful, but if you be so grateful, God, and so thoughtful, faithful to me to give me that Caleb mountain right now, that which I desire to be pleasing unto thee, to do your will, to do your work, to put everything first in my life. Let it be serving God. Let it be the epitaph on my graveyard. The stone says, hey, he was willing to serve God and give himself up for a sweet sacrifice at the altar of God. Hallelujah. To be pleasing and helpful to his wife and be a provider. If he can't work out the way he want to work out, he's still going to have a loving heart. That's what God has shown me, that through these trials and tribulations, through these calamities of life, it becomes your gymnasium of working out in the spiritual realm. When you get in that place of your prayer closet, the probability of all the situations that are horrifying you, that you don't feel you can go on and press on, I come to tell you, don't look at it as a negativity. Look at whatever the stress is, whatever the problems are, whatever the depressions are, whatever the seasons are going on in your body, whatever is going on with your family, whatever's going on with your job, let that weight become your exercise weight. And you call on the name of Jesus. You can't do nothing else but lift up, keep lifting up the name of Jesus. Use every negative thing that's going on. He said, I'll turn it into the good. What the devil meant for evil, I'll turn it to good. So if you take that negativity and people talking about you and getting in your business and lying and spreading rumors and mistruths, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I send it back to the sinners, but I'm not going to complain about it. I'm just going to lift it up before you and say, here I am. And every time I lift it up, it makes me stronger. And you said you'll take all the negative things and give me a new thought and give me a mind that's stressed after Jesus, that's pressing after Jesus, thirsting the more to be like you, like a deer that panteth after the water. I just want to be a sweet smell in your nostrils. So God, no matter what it is, that heavy weight that's on me, I'm lifting it up at the altar tonight and for the rest of my life to exercise my spiritual growth and to say, God, no matter how hard the burden is, I'm going to carry this cross on my knees, but I'm going to rise up in my spirit and say yes to the Lord, God, because I serve a mighty God that gives me strength to carry my cross all the days of my life. He died on that cross to give me a new life, and that new life in Christ Jesus tells you, people of God, that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. That the unrelenting torment that you've gone through, the humiliation is your cross. Lift it up before God as a way to say, God, I'm holding it up, and you've given me strength to bear on and to take another step and another step and another step. And every day I wake up saying, thank you, Lord. Check my countenance as I check the oil in my car. Say, I need a little bit more of Jesus. I need a little bit more of his guiding truths and his word. Rise up in me, God. In the name of Jesus, I call on you right now, God, for those that don't know you, to hear this word tonight, that your problems are set before you. They're set before you as a way to exercise trusting God. In the name of Jesus, when it comes to rebuke the hand of the devil, I've given you power, says the Lord, to stand on the adder's head. I've given you power to call on my name. I've given you power to decree a thing that's not as though it is. I've decreed done in your life. The suffering of this time can't be compared to the glory of what God is going to do for you. Greater work shall you do according to the Bible. God says, I'm going to give you a new work because I made you marvelous and put you in my image, and you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And I call to tell you tonight, I'm just a living witness. I'm just excited about what Jesus is doing to me and has done through me and done through my Jennifer, my sweet Reverend and Minister Jennifer Nelson Seals. I thank God for you, woman of God. I thank God through all the suffering I've seen you go through, that you have not faltered. You may not have felt like going on, but I've seen how God has raised you up. I've seen God answer your prayers, answer my prayers, answer our prayers in the name of Jesus. Yes, God answers our individual prayers, and yes, he answers our prayers when we come together and call on the name of Jesus. That's why we're on this broadcast again, because somebody sold a seed. My cousin said, Anton, I'm sending you some money. Get back on that Blog Talk program. Get back on Facebook and begin to teach that word and let people see and hear what God is doing in your life, and be not ashamed. I come to tell you, the devil knocked me down, knocked my teeth out. My teeth rotted. blotted out from all the medications I was on, and for 8 years not going to the dentist and not having the things that I wanted to have. But I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I come to tell you, God, with a laughing in my spirit that you gave me, brothers and sisters, if you hear this teaching tonight, if you hear this message tonight, that my two front teeth fell out the night before I had to go teach Bible class at church. And I was saying, Lord, have mercy. Now what am I going to do? I don't want to go before this class. And my teeth then fell out. Lord, what am I going to do? And I took a handkerchief, and I just felt in my spirit. I got up that morning, and I stood before those 25, 30 people in that class, and I had a handkerchief in front of my mouth and a towel in my hand. And I said, I got to share something with y'all. And I'm going to tell you tonight before I get off this broadcast that I heard the Lord say to me that I died on the cross from you. I died on the cross and suffered for you. And tonight I have come to tell you I'm going to stand up and teach this word in the name of Jesus, because he died for me on Calvary, and I'm standing before you, the people of God. I may be the snag-a-tooth preacher, but I'm standing here bold in his name, strong in his name, not in myself. Saying no matter what the devil tried to do to me, I come to tell you as a living witness that you can't put no bushel over this life, because I come to tell you that the God I serve knows all about you. Don't you be ashamed because something is going on in your body. God is working it out for his good. He's preparing you that we don't know what it is, but I come to tell you, I stood before that class and I said, I want y'all to see the devil knocked me down, but he couldn't take me out. My teeth might be rotted and they might fall out some more, but I'm standing here on the mitigated word, of unmitigated word, the truth of God's righteousness on his word, and I'm standing here, and my teeth may be missing, but his word shall come forth and teach what thus saith the Lord tonight. And the class laughed and clapped and began to shout, hallelujah, praise ye the Lord, for you're able to do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Step out of your natural self and stop worrying about what you look like. Don't have all the clothes and don't look the way you want to look. Just get there as long as you ain't stinking. And if you stink, so what? Get in place, God, to clean you up. Hallelujah. Because I've been in a place where I didn't have no soap. My mama didn't have no soap and water all the time. We had to wash up in cold water. We were lucky to have enough water and soap just to wash ourselves and to wash our clothes in the sink. Then put them on and lay them in front of on a chair in front of the oven and the stove and turn it on to dry your clothes. You only had a few pair of drawers and a few pair of socks. Now I got a drawer full of socks. I ain't got that many shoes, but I got plenty of socks and some drawers to put on. I come to tell you the little things in life mean much in the name of Jesus. I gave up my car to help my son, believing God to give him a better job. I trust God that he'll work it out and give him a better job and give us a better job and heal my body, put me back to work, save me from the wretch that I have been all these years, to say yes to the will of God. All you got to do is trust him and obey his word and carry your cross and be glad about it and take up your cross and never look back and just say, Lord, I'm not worthy, but thank you, Lord, for pouring out blessings that I won't have room enough to receive. That cross that I carry is in recognition of who you are and how far you brought me, and I carry it, God, knowing that no matter where I go, there will come a time that I may not understand, but I know that you demand that I be present all the time in your presence. Hallelujah. That I call on the name of Jesus and give you my heart, my mind, and my soul. Because coming to Jesus is only to believe by faith that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than I can ask or even think. For which times, and I won't get through the rest of it tonight. I'll use that for another teaching at another time. But I just wanted to tell you, sit down. Count the cost of what it is to serve the Lord. And if it means letting go of people and friends who you think are your friends and maybe they really aren't your friends, people that only want you because of what you can do for them, that's not a real friend. Friends will stick with you when you don't have nothing. Friends will be at your side and pick you up when your car don't run. God will send people to help you if you open your heart and your mind and your soul. If you meditate and think about the heaven on earth experience, answers that he wants you to receive. The book of Ephesians, the second chapter, I believe it is, and I'll correct it next week, that in the book of Ephesians, that when you're praying, I sit you in heavenly places. When you have that relationship with God and that spiritual relation that quickens you, that he'll sit you in that heavenly place and reveal spiritual things to you. What he's saying to you, that the things that used to be the mysteries in the gospel of Jesus Christ, because you become a steward of his word, a doer of his word, he begins, because you are the peculiar treasure, he'll begin to reveal and give you the locks to the keys and the keys to other treasure chests. They'll open up things that you would never dreamt that he would reveal to you and give to you favor with people. It's your heart that is the key, that is the key to your success. The heart of God that has to grow strong in you. It's the keys to the kingdom of God. It's called the love of God. It's beyond building yourself up into manhood. It's building yourself up as a man or a woman of God to carry forth the bloodstained banner, meaning the sacrifices you've gone through, that the fasting that you've gone through, that nobody else has to see, and nobody knows all the complaints that you may have. They just see you keep trying to make it. And I come to tell you tonight, I come to say thank you to Jesus. I count it all joy, whatever I've had to go through. I thank you, Jesus, for the cross that I've had to bear. I'm sorry, Lord, it took me all these years to understand, to just let you have all of me and surrender right now at the altar of prayer, leaving all of the stuff that I've talked about tonight that could be bothering people. I stand in the gap for them, and I leave all the worries and the depressions and the psychological problems and the schizophrenia and the tumors and the cancer and the heart diseases and the cancer, whatever's going on in their body, the arthritis, the osteoarthritis, whatever's going on, the prostate cancer, the cesarean cancer, whatever's going on in the body right now, I leave it at the altar. The lack of finance is not enough to make it through. The children and the problems we have, I leave it on the altar for those that we stand in the gap around the world and around the universe who are in need of a breakthrough because they've been praying so long and saying, Lord, usher in a new thing for us, oh God, those that have been stricken in Africa by the floods, oh God. And Lord, watch over this government in the United States, oh God. Touch this president, number 45, Donald Trump. Turn him around for your glory, God. But God, do a new thing in his mind, oh God, and let the people see the wrong that's being done and bring forth the light of God to shine up through the people of God and give us courage to stand on your word and to treat people like love and loving people the way you've called us to be, oh God. Take care of the poor and the needy and those that have been treated ill wrong in the prison system and shot down just because of the color of their skin and underdevelopment of their schools. Whatever it is, I leave it on the altar. But I said, I release right now wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. I release into the Oshatarayosha by the power of your word tonight, oh God. You release the power of your word and give favor where favor is needed, oh God. When new jobs are to open up in communities that have been that abandoned, oh God. Do it for your glory, God. You know what we need. Turn it around, oh God. Turn around the corruption in America. Turn it around, oh God, and take care of the needy. Raise up the remnant right now, oh God, and let the hand of God be seen as we give you all the praise, honor, and the glory. It shall manifest itself according to your word. We give you praise and thanksgiving. We exalt your name because you're God and God alone. This is your host, Minister Anton and Minister Jennifer Seals. We've been sharing and praying and praising God, praying for marriages, God, to heal and deliver and renew, oh God, the commands and the commitment, the covenants that were made in our marriage vows to honor and to love each other through sickness and the health through the good times and the bad times. But Lord, give us a heart that knows how to do it. Give us a mind that's made up to serve you so you can give us a mind to show us how to do it your way. Lord, we surrender to you tonight to carry our cross, to say thank you Thank you, God. You didn't have to come off that cross. Thank you, Jesus. You could have just came off that cross and left us all to wherever it was going to take us, to the bitter end of hell. But because of you, sweet Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Holy Spirit, the triune God, for you've given us the gift of eternal life through God Almighty. And we thank you by your grace. We come to say thank you. We confess your name, believing in our hearts that we thank you, Jesus, that you are the Son of a living God, Jesus. Hallelujah. You sit at the right hand of God Almighty. You are our advocate. You know everything that's going on, and you know every need. So we thank you for making a way out of no way right now. We thank you for the newness of life. We thank you for new relationships and restored love and marriages and joy where joy had been erased and moved away. Lord, renew, rekindle, set it on fire like the bones, that the fire in our bones shut up in our bones in the name of Jesus, and breathe new life into these dried up bones. And then as Ezekiel said, what do you see? These dry bones. He said, breathe life into them, God. Breathe life, Holy Spirit, right now into your people, oh God. Lift up their countenance, oh God. All for your glory. I thank you. It's kind of done for your glory. We'll be on probably again next Tuesday and next Monday. Hallelujah, for sure. Today is our first day on. Usually it won't be 7 o'clock, but I was trying to get another team of prayer ministries on that I pray with normally every Monday at 7. So we will come on at about 8 o'clock next week for sure, but I'll post it up on Twitter and Facebook and wherever else I can, and just give God all the praise, all the honor, and all of the glory. I exalt your name, Jesus, and I thank you, Sister Minister Jennifer Sill, my lovely wife. I thank God for you sticking by my side. I thank God, and I lift up the name of Jesus, that everything that you've sacrificed is not in vain. Hallelujah. All the years, all the sacrifice that you've given, not just to me, but even to the homeless, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to the churches and people that you're singing praise and thanksgiving and hollering out, hallelujah, as we go to teach the good news and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is AJS Ministry, anointed by Jesus to serve. Serve Jesus with all of our heart, mind, and soul. Anton and Jennifer Seals Ministry, peace of God be with you until we meet again. You can dial this number. Next week we'll put it up on Facebook. The call-in number is 619-924-9746. 619-924-9746. You can write me at AJS Ministry 310@gmail.com. You can write me at AJSMinistry310@gmail.com. And that AJS Ministry is AJSMinistry310. God bless you. The peace of God be with you always. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I can't thank you enough for what you're doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to your name.